Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. I hope you're all keeping well this morning and you had a great weekend. It looks like spring has finally sprung. And I don't know where you are this morning, but in Kent, it's a great day out there. It is indeed a beautiful day. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about the power of pomegranate and how good pomegranate is for your health. And we're also going to be having a chat about the hidden sources of weight gain. So for those of you out there that are trying to lose a bit of body fat, a bit of body weight, I'm going to go through some tips or things to look at that might actually be slowing down your efforts to lose weight. I also have on the show with me this morning my special guest, Natalie Marnham. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Neil.
Natalie is from Kent Aromatherapy, and in a short while we're going to be talking more about aromatherapy, what it is and how it can benefit you. And we have songs today from 1993. So we have three great songs, one from the Bee Gees, one from Duran Duran and one from UB40. So before we start the show, just a quick bit of small print. The purpose of the Health Matters radio show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters covered and to help educate, inform and enlighten you in ways to improve your own health. However, this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice and the content of the show should not be treated as a substitute for medical advice. If you have any concerns about your general health or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 or speaking with your local pharmacist first. And all content in the show is provided for general information only and is based on my knowledge, my experience and my opinion, and I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. Right, pomegranates. Now, fruit, generally speaking, is pretty good for you, okay? So, providing you don't eat copious amounts, because obviously there are sugars in fruit, but there's a lot of nutrients in fruit as well and some fibre. But then there's fruit and there's superfruit. So, you know, fruit is oranges and bananas and apples and pears and grapes and what have you. And then we go on to this classification of what I like to call superfruits. One of the great superfruits is a fruit called persimmon or the Sharon fruit. Now, if you go on to iTunes and you go to the show's iTunes feed, or you go to my website and look at the media page, and one of the early shows I did talk about persimmon and why it's so healthy for you. But in addition to persimmon or Sharon fruit, pomegranate is a really, really powerful fruit. It is indeed a super fruit. So we're going to go through some reasons why pomegranate is so good for you. And some of these might surprise you. But again, when you eat fruit, please do so in moderation, because whilst the sugars in fruit are natural, they are still sugars, and too much fruit can be quite damaging to the body. Okay, so pomegranates, they are, as I mentioned, a super fruit. They have incredible benefits to the body, and they can also lower the risks of all sorts of diseases. So within, and I'm sure most of you know what a pomegranate is, but within the pomegranate are these seeds. These edible seeds called arils, and it's in the arils that obviously the nutrients and the beneficial compounds live. So when you consume a pomegranate, you get lots and lots of fibre, and fibre is obviously very good for the body, very good for the digestive system. There's actually protein in pomegranates. There's vitamin C, there's vitamin K, there's folate, and there's a lot of potassium. There is also quite a lot of sugar. There's about 24 grams of sugar in a typical pomegranate. So again, moderation is key, but they're not very calorific. They're only about 140, 150 calories. So there's a lot of nutrients within pomegranates, and vitamin C is about 30% of the RDA. So, you know, there is a lot of vitamin C in a pomegranate. But what really makes pomegranate stand out compared to other fruits are these powerful plant compound, and some of these have potential medicinal properties as well. So within a pomegranate, they have a unique substance that is responsible for most of their health benefits, and these are called I have to pronounce this, punicalagins. So punicalogens. So punicalogens are the antioxidants that are found in the juice and the seeds of the pomegranate. And actually, pomegranate juice is up to 3 times more powerful as an antioxidant than green tea. And we all know how good green tea is for us. So when you eat pomegranates and you eat these and you eat the seeds, you get those natural antioxidants, which are so good for the body. Pomegranates are also really good for anti-inflammatory properties. So chronic inflammation is a leading driver of many killer diseases today. So this includes things like heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, and even obesity is linked to inflammation. And pomegranates have a potent anti-inflammatory property in these punicalogens. And it also helps to reduce inflammatory activity in the digestive tract as well. And it can help to lower blood sugars, and there are various research studies out there that have shown that diabetics that consume pomegranate juice every day can lower their blood sugar levels. Pomegranates can also lower blood pressure. So high blood pressure or hypertension is a big driver of things like heart attacks and strokes. And in one study, people with high blood pressure had a significant reduction after consuming just 150 milliliters of pomegranate juice once a day for 2 weeks. So it's also there's also been other research that have shown that pomegranate juice can reduce systolic blood pressure, which is the higher number, the higher blood pressure reading. Pomegranate can also help fight arthritis and joint pain. Again, we come back to these anti-inflammatory properties. So arthritis is caused by inflammation in the joints. And it's these plant compounds inside the pomegranates that have these anti-inflammatory effects. And also then makes sense that it would be a good natural treatment for things like arthritis. And in some studies, they've shown that pomegranate extract can block enzymes that are known to damage joints in people with osteoarthritis. So again, a great anti-inflammatory. And if you do suffer with arthritis, then it might be something to actually look into. Heart disease. I covered heart disease one or two shows ago. And heart disease currently is the world's most common cause of premature death. So this punicic acid, which is the main fatty acid found in pomegranates, can protect the heart against heart disease. It can also help to reduce cholesterol levels. And again, we mentioned type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a massive driver of heart disease and also high cholesterol as well. Excuse me. So pomegranate juice can help reduce things like LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. It can help manage your blood sugars, and it can also protect your heart against the risk of heart disease. Pomegranate juice may help treat erectile dysfunction. So without going into too much detail, oxidative damage can impair the blood flow in all areas of the body, including erectile tissue. So pomegranate juice has been shown to be beneficial in increasing blood flow and erectile response in rabbits, okay? So this is animal studies, but there is a correlation between these animal studies and what could happen in a human being, because they have done some small studies on erectile dysfunction with men, and pomegranate juice has been shown to have some benefit. So again, something to look into perhaps. Pomegranates can help fight bacterial and fungal infections. So it's the compounds in pomegranates that can help fight these harmful microorganisms. And pomegranates have been found to be beneficial against some types of bacteria, as well as the yeast candida. So the antibacterial and antifungal effects may also be protective against infections and inflammation of the mouth. And it may also help protect against gum disease as well. Pomegranates might help you to improve your memory. So in one study, patients were given 2 grams of pomegranate extract, and their memory quality was studied, and they had a significant increase in recall. So there was quite a big increase in improvement in memory. And also another study in elderly clients or elderly patients with memory complaints found that 250 milliliters of pomegranate juice per day significantly improved the markers of verbal and visual memory. And there have been some mice studies as well, obviously not human studies, but there have been mice studies using pomegranate to fight against Alzheimer's disease, which are quite interesting studies. And also pomegranate might help exercise performance. So pomegranate is rich in dietary nitrates, and these have been shown to improve exercise performance. So in a study of 19 athletes running on a treadmill, 1 gram of pomegranate extract 30 minutes before their exercise significantly enhanced blood flow. So pomegranate extract, pomegranate juice can improve oxidation and can improve blood flow. And obviously, if you've got an increase in blood flow, then that delays the onset of fatigue and can increase your exercise efficiency. So superfoods, absolutely. If you're looking to increase your fruit intake and you want a fruit that's a little bit out of the ordinary and a little bit special, certainly consider persimmon, because persimmons are really good for you. But also consider the humble pomegranate as well, because there are a lot of benefits to eating pomegranates compared to the standard apples and pears and oranges and what have you. Right, okay, as I mentioned, today's music is from 1993. So the first song we have on from 1993 is a classic from the Bee Gees, and it's From Whom the Bell Tolls.
And the turbulent years when I would not wait for no one. In the stop, take a look at myself. See me losing you.
Took so long to Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. Okay, you can contact the show if you go to Twitter and you go to the Health Radio Show, at Health Radio Show. You can find the show's Twitter feed and you can drop me a tweet to say hello, ask for a shout out, or if you've got any events you've got coming up you'd like me to announce on air, then I'd be happy to do that for you. You can also find the show's Facebook page. If you search Health Matters Radio Show, then you'll be able to follow the show page there. And as normal, if you'd like to contact me directly, you can do so through my website, which is www.inutrition.co.uk. A couple of shout outs here. One from my friend Cam Winchester from Acupuncture in Eden and the Mind Body Clinic in Tunbridge. Cam's Twitter feed is at Cam, K-A-M, underscore acupuncture. And for those of you that listened to this show a couple of weeks ago, Cam came on the show and she spoke about the benefits of acupuncture. So do go back and listen to that. It's quite interesting to find out more about what acupuncture is and how it can help you. Also, my good friend Terry Botfield. Terry is a business coach. He also runs various networking events down in Kent and also in East Sussex. And Terry has an event coming up on the 4th of April at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Cinqport Arms in New Romney. It's called the Marsh Networking Over Coffee. If you go to Terry's website, which is botfieldassociates.co.uk, click on the Marsh Networking tab. There's more information there about the networking event and also how you can book yourself on. And I've been to Terry's events and I've got to say they're great. So if you're into networking, you're down in the Romney Marsh area or Ashford or Shepway area and you'd like to do a bit of networking on the 4th of April from 10 o'clock in the morning at the Cinqport Arms, then go to Terry's website and book yourself on. Okay, so we come on to our guest interview. So Natalie, we have Natalie Marnham on this morning. So Natalie is from Kent Aromatherapy. So we're going to find out more about what Natalie does, how she got into aromatherapy, and also what aromatherapy is and how it might be able to help you in your life. So Natalie, let's start with the basics. It's great to have you on the show this morning. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
I know you're a little bit nervous, but we'll be fine. Okay, so if you can explain to me and the listeners, what's your background? What's your journey to where you are now?
Well, the journey to where I am now started in actually 2011.
Yep.
Where I actually got very sick.
Okay.
And got taken to hospital with a pneumonia.
Okay.
And I had a very bad week over there. Hello. Sorry. They don't know what's going on in the studio
well,
now,
I'm just taking a few pictures of Natalie.
And all of this was due to a lot of emotional stress within the family anyway. And I had a lot of time to think about what I was going to do about all this. And I decided after I got better to go into aromatherapy massage and help other people with the everyday stress. That got quite a lot of, can have a lot of effect on the body.
So what were your feelings about it? I mean, how do you know when you started to sort of look into aromatherapy, you obviously saw the benefits to your health and to your recovery?
Well, indeed. I have used essential oils before within the family, with the children, my ex-husband and myself. Mm-hmm. You know, just when we used to have a little headache, a little graze on their little finger, on their little knees when they fall over. So I've seen the benefit of how quickly they will recover from the little graze, my children. The headache will go away. And that's it. Yes, just the benefit of just one oil, one essential oil. So I wanted to know more about it. Mm-hmm. So I take on a course on aromatherapy massage.
Okay.
So that's where I started, really.
Okay. So what's the difference between a normal aromatherapy and aromatherapy massage? Because obviously aromatherapy massage obviously combines two things together, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. Yes.
So it's not a case of getting some great smelling oils and just sniffing them. There's obviously the massage side as well, which I guess comes that then overlaps into the sort of the relaxation side and the more therapeutic side of what you do.
It is indeed, yes. Receiving a massage on its own without the essential oil, mm-hmm. On its own helped to increase the blood flow. So if the okay. blood flow is increased within the body, your heart is going to work less and therefore you're going to relax more. But adding, combining the massage and the different stroke and technique with therapeutic essential oils, you go slightly deeper into helping the person to get better. So let's say they have, low blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will use, for example, rosemary essential oils, which helps circulate the blood better mm-hmm. and help them actually, because they have low blood pressure,
yep.
using the rosemary essential
oils. Helping them to increase their blood yes. pressure, which, I mean, yes. that's actually quite interesting because in today's, certainly in the Western world, high blood pressure is a huge issue. And actually high blood pressure is far more damaging to the body than low blood pressure. But low blood pressure does cause problems. And it's generally considered that whilst there's treatment for high blood pressure, there isn't really that many medicinal routes to take for low blood pressure. I think most people that will have low blood pressure and go to their doctors, they're kind of limited as to what they can do. So it's actually quite interesting that aromatherapy massage can be used in that context. I actually find that fascinating.
Oh, indeed. I mean, the same with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
You will use the reverse. You'll use lavender
yeah.
or chamomile, the very soothing oils that you'll use on children.
Yeah.
So that is what is beneficial with the essential oils added to the massage, is that you can... It's specific to the individual. So they come to me and they said, oh, I've got this ache on my shoulder, or I'm very tense around the neck area. So we have a chat about the reason, perhaps why. It could be the position mm-hmm. on the office, always on the computer, so your shoulders okay. are rounded.
That's yeah. sort
of, so we'll think yeah. about the cause of it. And then I will choose
yeah.
which essential oil I will use for that specific client.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all blended already and I'll pick off the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
So you pick a particular combination suited to that person's sort of requirements. It's quite bespoke.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We were talking before the show about stress, and particularly stress when it comes to weight loss. But stress does cause other negative effects in the body, doesn't it? So we mentioned, obviously, you know, high blood pressure is the primary one. And people go to the doctors and they're given blood pressure medication, which deals with the... It deals with the symptom.
It deals with the symptom.
It doesn't deal with the problem.
Deal with the problem.
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. And that's where we're coming from. Where I'm coming from with this aromatherapy massage is I will listen to the client and understand the reason why they're having a certain symptoms.
Yeah.
And most of the time they'll talk to me more than they expect, actually.
Yeah.
Because they realise I'm here and I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm not just giving them a a couple of tablets and off you go.
Yeah.
You know, it is a whole experience. It is about them and it is about how they feel. I know how I felt.
Yeah.
And having the care of my parents, my friends around me, supporting me, going through what I was going through was great. And it brought me back to where I am now. And I just want to do the same for those people out there who feel on their own,
and
actually.
It is interesting that lots of people that get into helping other people have been through a journey themselves. I've had plenty of people on previous shows that whatever vocation they've chosen, whatever route they've chosen to follow in life, there's a story behind it.
Oh,
they've had a personal experience where, and often whatever it is that they're offering as a service, they've got into themselves and it helped them.
100%.
Which I 100%. Think is really, really powerful. So other symptoms of stress can be things like, you know, you can get digestive issues, can't you?
Indeed.
And migraines. So aromatherapy can help with those issues too?
Yes, absolutely. Because, for example, digestive problems could possibly be a medical issue, but it could also be, again, stress and worry.
Yeah.
If someone is very anxious,
yep,
they usually will have tummy problems. We see that in children.
Yeah.
Oh, mommy, my tummy hurts. And then you talk with the child and you understand, oh, because today at school they're going to do this piece of theater and he's going to have to talk in front of an audience. And that's going to be a worry for that person, for that child, for whoever.
Yeah.
You know, so it is not just about the physical. It is also about the physiology of it.
Definitely.
So with digestive problem, again, I will chat to the person. We'll have an understanding of perhaps where that comes from, the cause of it. And again, I will use whatever I feel is needed at the time of the massage. But the same with reflexology, because I know we're talking a lot about aromatherapy, but I'm actually offering as well reflexology, which is very powerful too.
Okay. And it's very complementary to what you do.
Indeed. Yes, very much so. Because when our body is used to everyday stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's just normal nature.
Yep.
We're used to it. However, if the person stress is getting longer, so it's a longer term stress, this will have an effect on the body in many ways. Mood swings, weight gain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Headaches, migraines, you know. And also what's happening is that the person on the long-term stress will go under what we call the fight and flight response.
Mm-hmm.
So the body releases more cortisol.
Yep.
And therefore,
the good old stress hormone.
It is the good old stress
which
hormone.
Which has its place sometimes, but often gets overused because, like you say, you know, we don't live in a society where we have to run away from tigers anymore.
Absolutely.
We just get stressed sitting behind our desks because 10 emails have come in.
Indeed. Yeah. Or maybe 100.
Yeah, 100. Absolutely.
You know, often you hear that on the, you know, when you chat to people, oh, I've come in this morning to the office and I've got all these emails.
And I'm so stressed out.
And yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, we just can't get away from him. Our phones, mobile phone.
Yeah.
How many people take their mobile phone by their bed?
Yeah,
sight,
absolutely.
I mean, and, you know, have a look before they go to sleep at what I've got. And it's too much going on.
Yeah,
too
I agree.
Much going on.
Completely.
But with the stress and the gain weight, for example, because there's too much cortisol coming in, the body cannot relax and therefore doesn't get any more endorphin within the body, you know. And having too much cortisol will make the person want to crave sugary food because they need to just, it's that response of fight or flight.
Yep.
So I need to go, therefore I need more sugar.
Yep.
And
so that sort of creates that vicious cycle, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Which can lead to, as we mentioned, issues including weight gain.
Indeed.
And that increase in weight gain can lead to more stress.
Well, absolutely, because you're wondering why you're getting weight and so on and so on. So it goes into your emotions, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So using massages or reflexology, for that matter, with essential oil, it will benefit because what you'll do is you'll help that person to be in that present moment right now and actually listen to their body and feel where the tension is, and actually realize, oh, this is what's happening to me. Right. Okay. Well, I can perhaps fix that by receiving massages, possibly on a regular, regularly.
Yeah.
If you feel that's what's going to help you.
Yeah.
But exercise does that for you as well. It brings that endorphin hormone.
Endorphins, absolutely.
Endorphins,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
For the accent.
That's it.
It's a bit hard for me being French, you know. So that's where all this comes from, really.
Okay. And it's interesting as well, because obviously when we have these issues, so, you know, we have migraine issues, or we've got skin problems or digestive issues, or we suffer with degrees of depression, or, you know, all these things that kind of affect us on a day-to-day basis. For most people, sadly, we're kind of programmed to go and talk to our doctors. Now, there's nothing wrong with the GP service, and GPs do a fantastic job, but for the most part, their remit centers around drugs.
That is,
and there's a drug for everything. But, you know, the drugs, as I'm sure many of you out there listening will have an experience of, they don't cure the problem. They paper over the problem,
yes.
and they deal with the symptoms. But in doing so, they often lead to other quite unwelcome conditions, either in the short term or in the longer term. So, you know, certain blood pressure tablets will cause other problems.
Yes,
certain
indeed.
Cholesterol reducing tablets will cause other problems later on.
Indeed.
And obviously the great thing about these natural therapies, and, you know, we're talking about aromatherapy, massage today specifically, is there are no side effects.
Well,
go on then.
with reflexology, I would say there is, usually we say there's no contraindication.
Okay.
You know? It is not a foot massage, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It is all about working the reflexes on the plantar and the dorsal of the feet.
Okay.
We can reach reflexes through different techniques and help someone to actually relax, very much so, but just a couple of techniques. Lymphatic drainage, you can do that through the feet. There is big research out there, verified research regarding reflexology and how it can help with lymphatic drainage, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just actually forgotten your question.
We're talking about the contraindications,
yes,
the issues with mainstream medication.
Yes. So with aromatherapy, you have to be careful.
Okay.
Still.
Okay. So a person has an allergy, for example, to, to lavender, and they're given lavender oil. Would that cause them a problem, perhaps?
Absolutely. But what you need to look at is what is the chemical in the lavender, which could cause
the reaction.
I actually had a client 6 months ago. She came in and fill up the health form, start normal, blah blah blah, and then she goes, oh, by the way, I'm allergic. Okay, fine. Allergic to what? Linalool. I'm not pronouncing it very well. I do apologize, but for those people who knows about essential oils, they'll understand which chemical I'm talking about. And obviously, knowing all of the chemical in all of the oils, it's rather impossible.
Yeah.
So I've got a big dictionary, encyclopedia on essential oils. And the oils that I use nearly all had that chemical in them. So it's not just I'm allergic to lavender, actually.
Okay.
I'm allergic to that specific chemical. So the only one we managed to find was ginger. And actually, that's a wonderful oil, essential oil, sorry.
Yeah.
It's really warming. It does all the essential oils have got more or less the same or similar properties. You know, some will be more antidepressant, other will be more anti-inflammatory, and so on and so on. But, so if you did not know about this, then you could cause, perhaps a skin allergy, big rash to that person, and that's what is quite important. If you do go and see someone who does their own blending, that they have an understanding on how it works.
And I must admit, you know, as a layman, I wouldn't have even thought about that. But it does make sense, doesn't it? If you have an allergy, and we think about allergies of things that we eat, Mm-hmm. You know, if we're allergic to gluten or we're allergic to whatever,
yes,
then if we eat them, we have a reaction. But hadn't even crossed my mind. Obviously, you know, the skin absorbs things, doesn't it? And when we breathe Absolutely. In things, we absorb those. So they still get into the body.
Absolutely.
If not through the digestive system, through other means. So if someone comes to you, it's important that if they have any allergies, then obviously they do mention it.
It is important, yes, yeah. Absolutely, because for me as an aromatherapist,
yeah,
my first thing is to help them,
absolutely,
not to make them worse when they come out of the room, really. So
absolutely. So let's go on to ways that you help people. Obviously we've mentioned aromatherapy massage, and if you want to go into a little bit more detail about that, I'm happy for you to do mm-hmm. so. But I think it's also worthwhile taking the opportunity to mention some of the other services that you do offer. We won't go into detail with these too much, but you obviously mentioned reflexology, the
yes.
service that you offer.
Yes.
You do Indian head massage, hot stones massage, facials, threading.
Yes, yes, that's from one of my clients. She absolutely wanted me to do it for her own benefit.
Okay, okay.
And it worked brilliantly now.
So is it a service that you market very much, or is it?
I don't market it very much.
Okay.
No, because that was really because my client wanted it because she didn't want to go to a certain places and
yeah.
be left to everyone to look at
yeah.
what she was having.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this one I don't market it that much. The others is more what I do, really.
Okay.
The aromatherapy and Indian head massage.
So the aromatherapy and sort of the massage based
yes
services are the
yes.
main services that you offer.
Indeed.
Okay, excellent. So so taking your services as a whole, how can they help people? So if people are listening out there, mm-hmm. what are we looking at? What are we looking at in themselves for them to identify with, to go, actually, yeah, I think I need help with this, that, or the other. What in what ways do your services help people?
In many ways, really, because it's not just only adult, may I say. It is also available for children.
Okay.
Because we only think about adults having tension and stresses, but children are very people say children are very resilient, and yes they are. However, I think it's because also they don't want to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
about their own problem that they could be having, so that's a first as well,
mm-hmm.
Because we should listen to everyone. I've had clients from the age of 6 to the age of 98. Ninety-eight years old. And what the 98 years old client that I have, the same. She just want to feel relaxed, and she just want her shoulder, obviously, because she can't lay on the bed,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's another thing. So that's where reflexology comes on quite nicely, because you don't have to lay on your front, on your back. You just sit in a nice long chair.
Yeah.
So that is available for all spectrum of ages, really.
Yeah.
Yes, so the reason why people should come to me is that because, like I said, you know, I do listen to them. I do take in what they need are
yeah.
or is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work in function of that. A client who's become a friend now, she's pregnant now.
Okay.
And obviously she cannot lay on her front anymore to receive her back massage.
Yeah.
So we find different ways.
Okay, so you tailor your service to the individual.
Oh, absolutely.
And depending on their needs, and I guess their limitations and their own issues as well.
Absolutely. So someone might think, oh no, I can't lay it this way, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Well, don't worry about this. Just give me a call. We'll talk about the issues, and we'll see what we can do, how we can involve with massage. It could be even if you couldn't only just sit on the chair, then we'll do a chair shoulder neck massage, Indian head massage. That's really wonderful for people who suffer from migraine, actually, and a lot of tension from offices.
Yeah. From sort of, yeah, from
yes.
from strain from, and from being in a bad seated position
yes.
and what have you.
Yes, absolutely. So Indian head massage is really good for that. Yes. Sorry.
So
I've lost my trail now.
So people got issues with migraines or issues with stress.
Fibromyalgia. Any issue that you think you have, there is no limitation to what we can help or who we can help.
I guess the takeaway there is before, and I'm not suggesting for a moment people shouldn't consult their GP or their local pharmacist.
They need to consult the GP.
But obviously it's an interesting alternative to look into if you are perhaps in a position where medication isn't working or you don't want to go down the route of pharmaceutical medication. Perhaps is this something to consider and do, you know, for listeners to do their own research, make their own decision.
Yes.
But it's nice to know that there are natural alternatives out there in the market.
And
so if someone doesn't suffer from these sorts of problems, mm-hmm. they don't have any digestive issues or they don't suffer from migraines, but they just want a bit of relaxation.
This is wonderful because as well with the aromatherapy, mm-hmm. The essential oils, is not just that the oils will go in the bloodstream quite quickly.
Yeah.
Or not, depends on the person as well. But when you smell it, just the smell of it, you know, the smell of a perfume, the smell of something can bring you back to something wonderful that you've forgotten.
It can trigger those memories,
you know,
and
open
up parts of the mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's not just about the massage, it's the whole experience. So when the people come to the room is made decorated to already from the eye, from looking, from entering with the smell and how it looks, already people are relaxed, already they feel, oh, this is nice. And you can see the shoulders dropping already. You think, oh, I'm in a good place, you know. And that is the first.
Yeah.
Before even I've laid, I've started massaging.
Yeah.
You know, that is already the first approach to a better health, really, to
Absolutely.
Better you.
And I think people live their lives so stressed out for so long, or consistently, I should say, that they've kind of, you know, for the most part, they've forgotten what it is to genuinely relax and genuinely be in the moment and to de-stress.
Being in the moment is very important, I feel. I mean, a lot, you know, when we have babies, what do? We want to cuddle them. We look after them. We care for them.
Yeah.
You know, but then when we grow adult, in my view, it feels that all these things that we used to do when they were children, for example, as adult, we forget them.
Yeah.
You know, we lose them because we're not in that moment. We want more. We want more for life. We want more.
Yeah.
But actually, if you're not feeling right within yourself, wanted more, I don't know how, for me, I'm not sure how you can reach that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not well in yourself, you're not going to be able to reach that want more. Or you need to be in the present, in my view.
Yeah.
And there's everyday stress, just running to school. Oh, I've got to get everyone ready on time. And if we're not, you know, oh, it's 2 minutes and we've got to go and we're not ready.
Yeah.
Just this alone, you know, take a moment, even if that means just come home, sit down, take that cup of coffee or green tea even. Sorry, I mean decaf coffee because that's all I drink, decaf. you know, but take that 5 minutes. Take that 5 minutes and breathe. And that's another one. When my clients are in a room, it's about the breathing. I've noticed, obviously, most of them, when they do their breathing, normal breathing, they're breathing from the chest. And actually, I'm trying to show them or teach them how to breathe from their diaphragm. Sorry if I'm not saying that very well.
Yeah, from the diaphragm, deep breathing.
It is very important because that's where you will feel more at peace and more at the present. If you breathe from upper chest, then you unconsciously you are stressed.
Yeah.
You may not think you are, but you are.
Yeah.
You know, and that also will have an effect on all the endocrine system. But I know we're going a bit too far.
But no, I agree completely because actually doing deep breathing from the diaphragm actually massively helps the oxygenation of your blood.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that can only be a good thing.
It is, and that's where again aromatherapy, massage on its own comes from as well. You help it, and reflexology
or
Indian head massage, you know, all these.
Yeah.
It relaxes you, so it helps the heart with its job because it's a big job the heart has got to do.
Yep.
You know, and if there's too many congestion, the blood is not going to circulate as it should do. So all this is all this combination is just helping the body to help itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the body has an amazing ability to repair.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And we should listen to our body much more.
Yeah.
And we don't really
anymore. I agree. Absolutely. 100%. So you mentioned about this. So let's look at a real example. Obviously, we're not going to name individuals, but you mentioned this example of the 84-year-old who was receiving reflexology on a weekly basis. Well, I mean, tell us about that example.
Yes, my lovely client. She lost a partner not long ago, and she was really down, and therefore just the whole body just started not to want to do anything, you know.
Yeah.
She actually thought that was her time.
Okay.
Anyway, so I want to introduce to her, and then we had quite a few sessions. We had to start with, we had 10 sessions once a week, and her feet were really painful to her, and that's because it reflects on how she felt. So the reflexes were very sensitive. So it was quite, it was not the question of it's hard to work on it, but you have to be, with reflexology, usually you work the reflexes quite deeply, but you, again, you are an individual, so you're looking at the response of the client when you're working on them. And for this particular lady, you know, it wasn't a case of, oh, I need to work very deeply because that's what I was taught to do.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You just listen and you think, okay, she needs care for the moment and attention. So you're managing to work the reflexes well. And after the 10 sessions, people could see, she was telling me, oh, I had so-and-so coming in today and they said I look really well. You know, and she's starting to be more positive as well with the way she was talking and the words she was using. And I could see the difference. And also, she had then another 10 session, and eventually she was able to actually brush her hair.
Yeah.
She couldn't lift her arm at all, you know. I mean, we did do work around all the reflexes around the shoulders because she was saying about this. But the fact that she was able to brush her hair for herself, it was a big improvement, and she was so happy about it. You know, it's those little things which makes a difference to people.
Yeah.
And at the end, she ended up starting knitting again, which she'd never thought she would because her fingers were hurting so much. So this is how, you know, this is how these sort of therapies can help
fantastic.
People.
It's fantastic. It's such a great story. It's nice to hear a story of someone of that age actually, you know, improve their health despite the, you know, obviously quite a sad event in her life. So tell me about your plans for the coming year. Where do you intend to take yourself or your business?
Well, I'm already doing level 5 at the moment in reflexology through a school called Centralia. And my tutor is called Hagar, and she's really well-respected in her field.
Mm-hmm.
She actually was trained by Tony Porter. And whoever's listening and know a little bit about reflexology, they will know who Tony Porter is in that field. He was, he himself was trained by Eunice Ingham. I'm not pronouncing it very well again, I'm sorry. But she was the mother of reflexology. She is the one who designed the reflexology, the reflexes through the feet. So I am quite happy with that, obviously. So with this in mind, it is a level 5.
Yep.
It is more about the understanding as well of the function of the body, how you can help people, not just on knowing where the reflexes are in the feet, but also understanding how it all works.
Yeah.
So with the endocrine system, the muscles, the ligaments, everything. So, and that again will be my next year once I've qualified, you know, that is something I would like to take further, possibly go into hospital and helping other people within the hospital, because now they're starting to understand the benefit, the medical side, people to understand the benefit of reflexology. I said earlier on, with lymphatic drainage for the ladies who have had breast cancer and have their lymph node taken out, you know, they can't they don't have the lymph anymore to drain.
Yeah.
So that is where I would like to take this skill, fantastic. Really, eventually. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
And maybe open my own, not just my own little room, but I would like to open a place where people can come in with their own problem and choose more than one different treatment, really.
Exciting times.
It is.
Fantastic.
Yes,
fantastic. So if listeners can recognise with any of those symptoms, so, you know, they're not exhaustive. I'm sure there's other areas that Natalie can help you in. But if you want to get hold of Natalie, Natalie, what are your contact details?
Right, my contact details, well, I've got a phone number, which is 07482 222153.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook as well. That's facebook.com/KentAromatherapy. Or you can just type in Pure Equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
But my website has just been launched.
It's up and running now, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it's up and running. Yes. So I'm very excited about this one. So that will be www.pureequilibrium.co.uk.
Fantastic. So that's facebook.com/KentAromatherapy or www.pureequilibrium.co.uk. .co.uk, that's right.
Thank
isn't
you.
It
is. Thanks, Neil.
Fantastic. Well, just a quick reminder, Natalie does aromatherapy massage, Indian head massage, hot stones massage, reflexology, facials, and also threading from time to time.
Yeah.
So if you need any of those services, you've got any issues you'd just like to have a chat to Natalie about, please do give her a call. Her number is 07482 222 153. Again, thank you for coming on the show this morning, Natalie.
Thank you, Neil.
It's been really interesting to learn more about aromatherapy or aromatherapy massage in particular, and obviously how it can help people to improve their health. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I was gonna talk a little bit about hidden sources of weight gain. It's quite a big subject, and I've been so engrossed with chatting with Natalie that I've quite happily let the interview sort of run on, because it's quite a fascinating subject, what she does and how she can help people. So the subject of hidden sources of weight gain, I'm going to cover a couple of points now, but I will continue the theme on next week's show. So please do tune in next week and have a listen. So one of the things with weight loss is that people cut calories, they go on these silly diets, they do meal replacements, they do all sorts of silly things out there that are not sustainable. And for some people, they just don't lose the weight. But there's lots of other factors that affect the human body than just the amount of calories we eat or that we don't eat. So here are some things that you might be able to relate to that you might be doing that is actually, despite all your best efforts, is actually slowing down your weight loss, specifically your fat loss. So if you're eating lots of food that's labeled low fat, okay, now this is a bit counterintuitive. People think low fat or zero fat means healthy, it means low calories, and actually that isn't really true. So lots of food in the supermarkets these days is labeled as low fat, but there is a catch. When they take fat out of food, they will generally put something back in, and that something is often sugar, either as sugar or as hidden sugars. And by taking fat out and adding sugar in, they sometimes actually don't reduce the calorie content of that particular food. So they market it as, you know, zero fat Greek yogurt, for example, and they market it as a healthy option, when in fact they're replacing what could be considered healthy fats for unhealthy sugar. So how do you get around that? Well, you start reading food labels. Read your food labels, look at energy and calories, look at the amount of calories in it in particular, and the amount of sugar, because sugar will do a lot more damage to your body than will healthy fats. And a food that's labeled low fat may actually contain more calories than a full fat or the full fat variation as well. So start reading food labels. There's a lot more that I'd like to go into. We are running out of time a little bit today, but I will cover the other areas of reasons why you may not be losing weight as quickly as you would like, and some other areas to consider. So we will cover that on next week's show. please do tune in then. I'm going to quickly mention the Kent Invicta After Hours networking meeting that I run in Ashford once a month, first Tuesday of the month from 6 o'clock in the evening. The next networking event is on the 3rd of April from 6 p.m. at the Conningbrook in Ashford. It's a free of charge networking event. And if you'd like to come along from 6 till 7.30 on the 3rd of April at the Conningbrook in Ashford, you are more than welcome to attend. Okay, so we're going to wrap the show up in a moment. Just a quick reminder of my website address, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. If you'd like to have a chat with me, I do offer a free discovery session service, which is a 20 to 30 minute telephone conversation just to see if I can help you. And just a reminder of what I do, my main services are helping people to lose weight without dieting, and also helping type 2 diabetics to manage and potentially reverse their condition. So if you'd like to have a chat with me, find me through my website. The show's Facebook page is Health Matters Radio Show. So if you search Health Matters Radio Show, you'll be able to find the show's Facebook feed. And also on Twitter, at Health Radio Show, drop me a line, say hello, I'll give you a shout out. If you have got a question that I can answer between now and the next show, I will do so and I will give you a mention on air. And I'm looking for guests to come on the show in April and May. So if you'd like to come on the show, as Natalie has done today, and talk about what you do and how it can benefit other people and use it as a platform to promote yourself, then please do make contact with me through my website and I'd be happy to have a chat with you. And so we're going to finish off this show with another song from 1993, and it's a classic by Duran Duran. It's Ordinary World. So until the same time next week, I bid you a happy and healthy week. Take care of yourself and tune in next Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning for more Health Matters subjects. So until then, goodbye.